Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. And I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew, born in Arkansas.
I am a Hebrew. I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew. I was born in Indiana.
I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea. Nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrew.
Hello, my sister.
Shalom and greetings. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley here. I have Mama Zsa Zsa with me tonight. Please give me some sound checks. Mother Jennifer will be listening. Hallelujah. I love to give her a moment of time sometimes to just enjoy the show and not have to be engaged. So great to know that we have a beautiful wedding coming up. Beautiful, beautiful wedding. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
It's something to, yeah, you are. Hallelujah. So me and Mama Zsa Zsa tonight. Hallelujah to Mama Muncie, sister, and Mama Deidre listening tonight. Sister Rhonda, bless you. Sister Wenda, bless you. Sister Dorothy, hallelujah. Erica, see everyone rolling in. Thank you to the callers and to the chat, to the bloodline and to the stranger, hallelujah. And to the branches and the gathering, hallelujah. To the Hebrews and those who are striving to know Yah's ways, mercy and peace be unto you. Abundant honor unto our leaders and their homes, their wives, all their increase, hallelujah. Let's hear from Mama Zsa Zsa. Give a small sound check, a greeting even, an acknowledgement, or just your gratitude for our shepherd and anything in front of you. Go ahead. Please speak up, Mama Zsa Zsa.
Yes. Blessings to all. Shalom. I would like to bless our shepherd, who I love dearly, Mother Carol. Bless shepherd and his entire house. I love them all dearly. Mama Nelly, Sister Selma, and, oh, his Kaya. Just give him a big kiss and a little sweet cheek.
Don't squeeze him too. Don't do that, Mama Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah, be gentle. Oh. Be gentle, Mama Johnson.
Yes. And
our, talk about him all day.
I know. And my... our beloved Elder Rufus,
hallelujah.
Mother Jennifer, Elder Rufus at his household, and all of the saints, my beautiful brothers and sisters at Straight Lake, Georgia. I love you all, the Beckers. Elder, I love you. Granny Diane, I love you. Much love to Mama Barb, whom I love dearly, dearly. Sweet woman of the Most High.
Yes, totally.
Yes, and all of the saints on the land. I haven't seen another group of people like you in my entire life. It's, you all were just so instrumental in me just wanting to be a part of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. I'll let your acknowledgments be our acknowledgments. I, too, agree with everything you said, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the word that we keep getting. Let us never deny it. Let us never be full. All right, full soul, loathe the honeycomb. Let us never be full. Let us always appreciate. May our shepherd always have his arms held up, and let him never fall. Hey, so interesting thought just hit me. Let's share. Me and Mama Zsa Zsa, we share conversations as friends, sisters. We have for years, right? We've grown a bond, and tonight's just gonna be a conversation. I say that every week, but I really mean it, because that eliminates the microphone factor, and it just, you know, hey, you're beside me, and let's just talk like we always talk. So the thought that just hit me, which has nothing to do with the way that we're going to go tonight, because I'm just going to interview Mom Zsa Zsa. I'm just going to quiz her. She just moved to community, what, how many months ago?
Effective September 1st.
September 1st, yes. Y'all be diligent in the chat room. If her voice ever drops and you can't hear her, scoot on up a little bit, Mom. You got
yes.
Room? Hallelujah. An aged woman who has been a good example to me of honor, especially to our leaders, honor to our leaders, and just etiquette, how to carry yourself, you know. But the thought was, what are some of, that you don't mind sharing, of course, what are some of your intimate prayer requests concerning the women of the ministry? Mm-hmm. What do you say when you, it's you and Yah, what do you talk to him about?
I request for the daughters of Zion to be appreciative of the covering that we have. All of the daughters of Zion, be it married in the flesh or single in the flesh, we're all covered. And that is my prayer, that we all get that. And then I think that once we get that, and that we really love each other and bond with each other, you know, I'm still seeing that lacking. And it made me, one day I was thinking about just growing up, and when, as children, when we would play, every young girl wanted that friend. We always wanted a friend. We always wanted a sister. We always wanted someone close. But it seems like when we get older, we don't want that anymore. You know, our sisters, they become our enemies. It's the, you know, the ways of the world that gets us, and that just carries on in our lives, you know, just as we become adults. But if we would get that type of mindset, that, you know, I want a friend, I want a sister. And when we used to think that, we would be the best friends and the best sisters befriending others, because that's what we wanted. We were what we wanted when we were younger.
Very good. So you said a word, covering.
Yes.
Covering. And I think that's probably why I asked you the question, because now the thoughts are going to... The word covering is completely foreign. Can I say foreign? Unknown, misinterpreted.
Yes.
In the minds of people who come to the way,
mm-hmm.
sisters. And a covering is not... The way that we speak of a covering is often translated as a husband, which is a natural manifestation of a covering, which is a flesh, a man, as you call a bed warmer, even. Okay, I know you're smiling. We're going to get there. We have
yes.
to say that. We
yes.
have to talk this way.
Yes.
Mulch covers the roots of a plant and protects, and shadow of a tree covers you from the sun and protects, and the roof over your head covers you from the ailments, just as the roof of the ark prepare them for the storm. There's many natural coverings, but there's a spiritual dynamic
yes.
to the word covering that we speak of.
Yes.
That is the protection from evil, ill will, thoughts, harm, evil, etc. All the circumstances that life can bring. When you're covered, you're protected.
Yes.
You're under the shadow of the Almighty and His wings. So I hope we're helping someone's mind who might wonder why we use the word cover. Or, okay, so you are married or no? I'm glad
yes.
that you're not answering it quickly. Tell me your mind.
Yes. You know, I'm a covered woman. I'm not single. I'm an aged woman in Israel, and I'm covered by the ministry. I'm covered by our shepherd. I'm covered by our elders.
And in that covering, it's a protection, right?
Yes.
That it, you would not go out from under that. Why?
Because they're under the Most High Yah. The Most High Yah is over them. And in order for me to be in the Most High Yah, I have to stay under this shepherd. Because had the Most High Yah not ordained me
mm-hmm.
for eternal life, I would have never heard His voice. You know, being in Christianity years and years ago, I heard many preachers, many, many preachers, but none of them drew me to the Father. The Father never called me through any of them.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well said. And so being an aged woman, I believe you live up to a standard of holiness, striving to deny the mind that you once had. Can you tell everyone with your own words that you used to have a mind that is nothing like the one you now have?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, you always hear that people never change. And I would say that. And, you know, in most cases, it is true. Some people never change, either outside and also in Israel. They never change. However, I can speak for myself, and I can testify that I have changed. The Father has changed me. I've had a conversion in my heart, my mindset that I have. It's no longer, when they say I don't do the things I used to do, I don't think the way I used to think, talk the way I used to talk, dressed, everything about me has changed. If I do try to find my old self, anyway, I can't find it. If I see any remnants of it, it's really heartbreaking, you know, that I was that low when I thought that I was so high. But I was just really, you know, in the gutter.
Can you testify to being taken care of in the ministry? Let's start first with coming in, living in a different state, and living alone?
Yes.
Were you taken care of when it came time to move, get close, when you were coming out?
Yes.
What was that like?
Oh, yes. From the time when I, you know, first sold my house, you know, the just starting like with the brothers in North Carolina, moved everything for me to, you know, storage and all of that, loaded the truck, all of that, didn't have to do anything. Had I been in the world, of course, you know, I would have been struggling trying to hire somebody, you know, because I've known women, you know, because they, young women, single women, they're moving quite frequently, always getting burned because nobody shows up when they have to be there at a certain time with the storage and all of that. Didn't have that problem. Then when it came time for me to permanently move, the brothers in North Carolina, I mean, they loaded everything, carried everything down from the apartment. I was on the second floor. They packed the truck. It was a professional, couldn't have done it any better. The brothers from Georgia drove all the way from Georgia just to drive, you know, that truck back from North Carolina, which is close to an 8-hour drive. And the brothers in North Carolina, they were so impeccable in what they did. The only thing that the brothers in from Georgia had to do was just get in the truck and drive. But then, of course, when they got to Georgia, they unloaded everything. And then once, you know, I moved in with the Saints, it's almost, you know, you have that full circle moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing about in-house community, and then just community in general, where it's in
home fellowships, you say?
Yeah, and home fellowships.
Okay.
But when you
live under one roof?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's, you know, what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was really kind of nervous at first, like, am I going to be able to do this? But once I got in, you know, started living with the Saints, I never felt so safe. It's so loved, you know.
Waking up every morning to people who are like-minded.
Yes, and I would wake up every morning, and I would thank the Father for just allowing me to wake up with the Saints, because I know that if I was waking up with the Saints, living with the Saints, then that's where I'll die with the Saints.
And there's a protection in that, of
yes,
course.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of different mindsets, obviously, that tune in, and most of them are trying to change and sort through, you know, the garbage that they're aware of or not aware of. And so we already spoke of the word covering and kind of defined that it's not just a natural happening when a woman becomes covered in the flesh, let's say, and she has a covering, a man, something spiritual happens, okay, which is a protection for her through her submission.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the covering, okay, maybe more details for another show, but now we mention another term, you say, where we go from home fellowships or in-house or on a community,
mm-hmm.
and the mindsets that listen, notably so, of course, there are women who don't understand and don't ever want it. You know, they don't ever want to live on a community. There are women who fear never leaving the city. Maybe their husband will never leave, and they fear the circumstance where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so they listen to the voice that says, well, maybe I'm not going to be protected. I'm out here,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you are exposed to more. Because you do hear the message, you know, so you have your own battle to fight. But for this particular circumstance of Mama Zsa Zsa going from North Carolina to Georgia, living in a house, why are you now out of that house so quickly? What happened? Inquiring minds want to know. You're just a mile away, right? But
yeah,
go ahead.
It's less than
a mile.
Right, about 2-3
mm-hmm.
over.
Yes.
You know, because I live in the home that was built by the Irish Shepherd, the elders, and the brothers.
Yes. And so as a fully protected and cared for aged woman, you are now in a house that's almost finished,
yes.
you know, little
mm-hmm.
work left, but they put their heart and souls into that for you, right?
Yes.
How does it feel?
It's very humbling.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost one of the highest honors.
Mm-hmm. Because you could never pay someone back.
No,
right? That's
exactly.
That's the longing. How
yes.
can I serve you more?
Yes.
Than you serve me. Yes.
Yes.
I understand.
Right. And with that, that just makes me want to just really fully give my just everything to the Father. And you
mm-hmm.
do that by giving your everything to his people.
Yes.
You know, because his people, that is him.
Yes.
The way I love, the way I treat them,
mm-hmm.
that's how I treat, you know, I can't bypass his people.
Absolutely not. Okay, thank you. So now we built that a little bit just because I wanted to share those who haven't heard your voice, just your background, you know. Okay, so you jump from a state to another one. You go from in-house to now having a house not far from a communal house and constant fellowship, and it was built by your community leaders. Okay, so now we've established a foundation, a little bit about who you are now in this newness. But I'm going to bring up, I kind of want to do a parallel between your old you and your new you. Not that we are, you know, desiring to hear much about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to, because we have terms that are introduced to us as we accept the Hebrew customs, I want to go back and forth between, I'm going to use the same term. I'm going to ask you from that mind, and I'm going to ask you from your mind now,
mm-hmm.
okay? So I'm going to do the first word. I'm going to ask you about your Gentile mind when you were relating to another nation. You're relating to America, relating to whoever you used to be and how you were. What were your thoughts? Or don't even be yourself for me. Don't be Zsa Zsa for me. Be that American woman for me. Can you do that? Maybe? She's smiling. Okay,
yes.
Give me an American mind. Concubine.
An American mind?
American mind. Lay it out there. Whatever you got to say.
Oh, help me, Father.
Uh-huh.
Here I go. Side chick.
Side chick. Mm-hmm. Add to it.
A side chick, or what the world calls, termed it in my day, a friend with benefits.
Mm-hmm. And the benefits was just sexual, really.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's... Hebrew custom.
Hebrew custom?
Same word.
Mm-hmm.
Concubine.
A cared for woman.
Yes.
In Israel.
Mm-hmm.
An honorable position. And technically, it's any woman that wasn't a virgin, because virgins are wives.
Yes. Very good. And so what we have is a culture that's, hey, not just this culture, but just the world has damaged our way.
Yes.
And when we fight to get back to it, and you notice how many nations really screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes the next one. Gentile mind, give me arranged marriages. Come on, American woman. What is that?
Human trafficking, slavery.
Poor little girls, huh?
Yes.
All right, Hebrew custom, arranged marriages.
Arranged marriages, two people, a male child and a female child that both have responsible and honorable fathers that make an agreement. He has a daughter, a virgin daughter, so he wants the best. This father has a son that he's poured into, and he wants the best for his son. So they're going to look for, let me put it this way, because I've read, you know, other customs, almost like someone to make a contract with.
Mm-hmm. To better the whole.
Right, to better the
nation.
Whole, right.
To build the tribe.
And most... And a lot of times, almost 9.9 times out of 10, the bride and the groom has never seen each other. All of the communication and the interaction are between the fathers.
All right. Going back to American mind.
Yes.
Next term, girlfriend.
Girlfriend. well, they don't have junior high anymore, very adolescent.
Teenagers.
It's, right. It's almost insulting to be an adult and consider yourself to be a girlfriend.
Because it's not a place of establishment or settled.
Right.
It's just hopping around.
It's not a place of maturity.
Right.
Right.
Throwing your flesh around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Being everybody's whatever.
Right.
Until you get tired of it. Being an authority to yourself.
Right. That's, you know, that's dated skating ring in a movie.
Right.
You
cheap.
Know, right. And maybe Chick-fil-A for dinner. That's girlfriend.
All right. Hebrew custom, girlfriend.
That's not even a Hebrew terminology. So that it doesn't even exist.
Nothing interchangeable?
No.
All right. Next word. American mind. Betroth. Would they even know?
No, so we can't even know.
I had to
that's
ask
not
when
even,
I got here. I was like, I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know what it was.
Right.
Okay, dating.
That's not even a Hebrew terminology either.
Look, you're not doing a very good American job
okay,
here.
All right.
You're American. All right.
Okay, got it.
Take
American,
two.
Yes.
American.
American, testing the waters.
Mm-hmm.
Doing everything that married people do.
Mm-hmm.
And then going back to your own, you know, by yourself, going then parting, going back to your own ways. No covenant, no agreement, no contract.
All right, Hebrew woman, Hebrew. Have you watched a betrothal process?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
Very honorable, very safe. It eliminates riffraff. It eliminates divorce. It really prepares both the man and the woman for marriage because they're being groomed, and I hope the train is a proper terminology, but they're being looked after and guided on how to do this right. Now, compared to America, they would put that into a young girl for what they would call, not marriage, but something very carnal and pagan like debutante. You know, how they're prepared, teaching them how to dress, how to sit, how to do everything to lure a man. That's all it is. And how to compete. That's how the Americans groom young girls.
Yes. You don't want to be a virgin for long. Your lack of inexperience is laughter and mockery out there.
Yes, but you want to be alluring.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, to, you know, to draw attention, to have men, you know, to come make, like, maybe bid on you or compete for you.
Mm-hmm. To fulfill your rejected
right.
impulses.
Exactly.
All right. Your American or Gentile or prior to the Hebrew way, etiquette. Experience. Etiquette, yes. Morals, etiquette, behavior, yes.
Yes. Well, you know, at one time, years, there was such thing as etiquette. In my era, maybe generation ago or whatever, but the next generations after me coming there, that's a lost thing too. So what's kind of sad is that there was a time when we were taught, young girls, at least, you know, get the basics of how to act. We were taught coming up that young girls should be seen and not heard. We were taught that we could not do the things that men do and still be ladies. There was even a popular song about that. And there was even a separation. You know, the girls over here and the young men over here, social functions everywhere. You know, you were just never together. And, of course, that was to prevent in American customs, was a return fornication, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We were taught how to speak in the presence of elders, and adults are not to speak unless spoken to. We were taught how to enter a building or an event and how to behave once we were there. And that was just American, you know, etiquette. So we did have that at one time, but not anymore. So what I'm seeing now with the younger people, and I was going to say, you know, it's maybe you're coming into Israel, is that they didn't get that. They, you know, don't have an idea because they just didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just really almost, they have to be taught,
mm-hmm,
just even the basics. Like Mother Carol saying, even the basics is just hygiene. Because all of that has, like, ceased. All of the teaching now is internet. And what they're learning is things to fulfill the flesh.
Very good. So, Hebrew etiquette.
Yes.
Your experience, let's go with behavior, male to female.
Okay. All right, coming into Hebrew etiquette. As I said, a lot of us didn't get it, so we had to be taught that. Because I do remember at one point coming in where you would see a type of, you know, intermingling between males and females, like out on the deck, laughing, talking, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to be taught and learn that there should be a separation.
Hallelujah.
That, you know, there had to be a separation. So now at the feast, you see the men with the men. I would say you see the sisters with the sisters, but you know that.
Go there. Go
right
there. What do you mean? What, sisters with sisters? Go there.
You know, you always see the men together. And the men have all different types of personalities. But no matter what, they are always together in one group. Sisters who may have all different personalities, you don't see us in one group. You see a group here, you see a group over there. You may see one sister over there and maybe another sister over there, but not all of the sisters together. Even in, to give you a good example, I noticed we were praising. And when we praise, we have been going outside, you know, praising. And I just happened to look up. And I saw all of our brothers go over. They were in one big circle. Every man, every boy, in one big circle together. And then I looked at the sisters. Some here, one there, one over here, some over there. But we were, you know, separated from the men, but... but that's what I, you know, how, what I see in Israel.
All right. Hebrew, boy and girls. Gender differences in children. Is it obviously distinguishable?
Oh, yes.
Speak on that.
Much.
You see nature differences.
Yes.
10 and under.
10 and under.
You see the girls be girls? Yes?
Yes, I do.
The boys be boys?
Yes.
Different. By nature?
By nature. The boys just really do boy things. Our boys like to be outside doing nature things. The boys, like, really bond just like the men do. the girls, the same thing at that young age. I see the little girls really playing together, laughing together. You know, they still have that love and that innocence. You know, they're wanting that sister. They're wanting to be friends. I've even seen children, like, maybe 1 or 2 years old, like you would see someone come in with a baby or a small child. You know, they're, like, reluctant around adults. But then I will watch them with children, and then they would... I would hear them talking. I'd say, oh, I didn't know you can talk, but they're talking to that other
child.
They've bonded, you know, with that other child.
Mm-hmm. Any etiquette questions from the back? Specifics? Anything? We got one thinking. Hold on. Let me take a ministry break. I'm going to get a question from the behind me. Who would we call that? The audience. The Amara behind me. The audience behind me. All right, be right back. New ministry break. Mailing address.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. All right, so etiquette. American woman, approaching men.
American women are always in a man's face. American women talk to men like they're men. American women could not take a man talking to them like a man, you know, coming at them. Then that's when they want to scream, you know, bring charges or something like that. American women, they want everything that a man has, prestige, money, and all of that, but they want it for themselves. If they are married, and this is, you know, what I see out here, you know, I see the men, you know, on their knees. It's like they're pursuing, oh, how can I just, like pursuing the women, you know, like begging them, pick me, pick me, pick me. And when it's, they come a dime a dozen, but yet somehow, years ago, the man used to be the prize. And that's what I like about in Israel. The man is the gift. The groom is. But American woman, you know, I'm the queen. You bow to me. You know, you make a fool of yourself and propose to me in front of everyone. So that way the world knows that you are, will be truthful and faithful to me no matter what, no matter how I act. And just to flip the script a little, we were talking the other day about the term adultery and how it's been so twisted and flipped. I have known men who have lost high positions, men in military who have lost rank on charges, what they call adultery. You've had men in churches, pastors who've been taken down because of adultery. And he has to come in front of the world and with crying and repenting, saying that he's sorry that he did it. And then I've known women who have actually committed adultery. And the men would take them back, and the man would be commended for being a... Oh, gosh, I can't even fix my mouth to say this. For being a real man and forgiving her. For going back, you know, into a polluted field. And that's how it's, you know, that's how it's been
twisted.
It's been twisted, you know, because they don't even have any laws on the books, and they're made up vows.
Okay,
for that.
You said another word.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a American definition of adultery.
A term that I really have come to loathe: a man cheating on his wife.
So he's married to a woman,
mm-hmm.
and he has sexual encounters or intimacy with another woman.
That's what they write.
Okay. Hebrew adultery.
A woman, a married woman, having sex with a man that's not her husband.
All right. Back to approaching men.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrew custom.
Yes.
Approaching men.
We don't. If there is a need, or myself, especially if I would need to speak with pastor, I ask their consent first, or I may stand and wait.
For honor, not bondage.
Exactly.
I understand the mind that
mm-hmm.
could tune in tonight and be
right.
contrary, but
right.
I understand your heart.
Right. You know, I would stand, and if he chooses,
mm-hmm.
you know, see me there. What if he chooses, then he can ask what I want, and if he doesn't, you know. And that's why we have to really learn our customs.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you read, not once did you ever see a woman approaching men in authority. You know, that was grounds for
mm-hmm.
having your head taken off.
Mm-hmm.
You just couldn't do it. And the issue, you know, with the Mashiach, when the woman, they always talking about, you know, the one with the, you know, with the blood issue, how
mm-hmm.
she was crawling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples were pushing her back because that was against our custom for her to touch what they would refer to him as a rabbi or whatever. But for a woman to even get that close to him, to do that, but now you've, and even I'm going to say even men, for men in authority, but women don't speak, you know, to a man unless, you know, you're spoken to, especially these that you don't know. You know, now on the community where I am, when I see the brothers, I honor them if I'm walking up and approaching and they're already out there, but I don't look at them. I would just say blessings or shalom, brothers, and I keep going.
a shamefaced woman should by nature be shy in
yes.
the presence of a man.
Yes.
No urge to speak.
Right.
Or be heard.
Right.
And aware of your etiquette to me is also aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
Aware of the wisdom in the room.
Yes.
Aware of the manly authority of the room. Aware of where your children are and what they're doing. That's Hebrew etiquette.
Yes.
Never being so busy or occupied that you lose your priorities. Okay. Can I add some humor?
Yes, you can.
American COVID-19.
Yes.
Talk to me. American COVID-19, what does it mean to you, American COVID-19?
Well, actually, it's one of the best things I think that ever happened.
Well, you're not doing a good job, America.
Okay,
America, America,
America.
America, yeah. Don't speak Hebrew yet.
Don't speak Hebrew yet.
America, you're afraid, remember? You're afraid of a virus. Take three. Go.
COVID-19 is fear. That's, you know, all it is. And when you go out, that's what you see. I'm going to call it fear. That's turning into zombieism, stupefiedism. I have never seen mankind brought to this lowest point. This is like man has been brought to one of the most lowest points ever, and things are continually being introduced.
Help me out, Chef. I can't get this off. She just got to help me out with this chat room for a second. Yes. Can you speak to chain of command? Sure. Yep. Next question. We got to go COVID-19 Hebrew. Hey, can we say your slogan, your T-shirt slogan? You didn't know I called it a T-shirt, but I shared. Ass out, face covered.
Yes.
That was your American.
Right.
Yeah, so Hebrew, we're covered.
Yes.
Yeah, but go ahead. Hebrew COVID-19, what does it mean to you?
It doesn't exist.
Is there a stress factor?
No, there's no stress.
Why?
Because we don't have fear. We're not dictated and controlled, you know, by man and the false things that are putting out.
Exactly.
Right.
So I heard another humorous comment about COVID-19. They bought up all the meat but left the seasoning. She's laughing. We want to hear the laugh. Bonnie told me to get you to laugh.
They bought up. You know, I heard somebody was talking about, I guess, people eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that it's someone who they don't believe in eating meat. And they were going, just look at what all you have to do just to eat meat. You know, you have to season. Say, you see those animals out there when a lion gets something? You don't see him season.
You don't see him season it.
Right. Just, but that's
oh, what, Father.
Right.
Next. Okay.
Yeah, that's just what I'm saying. It's what
Found
I call
self.
It.
Found
right. Knucklehead news.
Yes, which is a little inside joke
mm-hmm.
to everyone listening. Back to the microphone. Knucklehead news used to be provided to me via Mama Jaja when I would ask her what's going on out there,
mm-hmm.
from the priest on the side corner who was taking drive-by forgiveness. What do they call that? Penance or something?
Right.
Right. He's he's sitting
the glory
out.
Holes.
Yes. Yes. The glory holes. We'll spare. Nothing's been more ridiculous. Nothing has been more ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a comment. We're wrapping it up, by the way. We're wrapping it up. My sister says, I'm learning a lot here. Thank you so much. You're very welcome. I hope it does help you. I've always said that it's an experience that you have to come for. You know, I'm not, like, soliciting everyone to come visit. I don't mean that. It's life-changing to see us live out what we speak. So I know that if you haven't seen us, you know, yeah. living it out, there's a ton of questions mm-hmm. that's going to come to your mind, understandably. But we do have all the answers, not even verbally, but visually. Yes. You will get all your answers. Mm-hmm. All right, so the question is from the chat room. Can you speak to chain of command? Is it proper for sisters to bypass a man's wife and go straight to him? I believe more need understanding, especially as it pertains to honoring our pastors and elders' wives. I'll speak to our custom here. Communally, it happens because we're family. So, you know, I'm married to a deacon, but he's your deacon, Mama Zsa Zsa, you know? So it's kind of like, do you want to ask me or do you want to just catch him because he's walking right by you? You know, he's at the breakfast table. He's right there in your area. Why are you going to run chase me to see, can I get to him? If the opportunity's provided for you already, he's your deacon.
Yes.
Right? Shepherd's circumstance, of course, our custom and tradition is you don't approach him. But I've been to his table. Hey, can I ask you something? You know, may I ask you something? His wives are right there. So it's never off in the corner or in the dark or alone on those circumstances. There's a lot of answers to that. But at the same time, I think for women coming in and they don't live communally, usually my question for pastor, by the way, is you got anything for the show? You got, you know, something that you would like, you know, and that's not often. Believe me, it's probably less than 10 times in all these years. But according to a man's workload, you should honor as well. As a woman, you don't want to occupy a man's time mm-hmm. when you are, yes, absolutely. So you're going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to give too much liberty, because when you speak, when we speak of these things and our custom and the way we should honor each other, the mind automatically jumps into bondage, you know. Look at the bondage they live in. Look at what they can't do and they can't. So I'm trying to throw the liberty out there first. But just out of mere honor for a man's workload and for his family, most women all, honestly, come with so much dishonor and so much of the world. And it's a very good practice to ask that of them, that you would please, you know, like Pastor says, take a ticket. Take a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like I hope Shepherd would give maybe a more concrete answer than me, because as I said, whether you live communally or not, it's different. You're not going to come to a home fellowship and just bust up in the men's faces ever. No. But if I got to go to Uncle Bud, I say Uncle Bud because my children call him Uncle Bud. If I got to go to Brother Bud for something, whatever it is from the shop, a cabinet, is something going on, I don't have to ask Deacon, may I speak to Bud? Bud's right there. He sits by my table. You know, so it's a different function within the community. As you said, you walk by, you bless the brothers. You don't even look. You just go on, right? So there's a love and an honor. I walk by brothers day in and day out, never look at them, never talk to them. Months and months go by. You know, never even said five words to some of the brothers that live here. Or if it's not about business, no, we never speak to each other. I would go to their wife. But depending on that woman's nature, she needs to be corrected according to her nature.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a woman will demand what's placed on her out of everyone, when no, woman, you're just out of place.
Exactly.
You're just out of place. But I know I said a lot. Go ahead.
No, I was reading the question. Can I reread?
Reread.
Okay. Can you speak of chain of command? I just want to deal chain of command. So, to me, that's already starting out with an issue. Can you speak of chain of command? You know, what channel is this going up? Is it proper for a sister to bypass a man's wife and go straight to him? I believe more need understanding, especially as it pertains to honoring our pastors and elders' wives.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something, or some is dealing with an issue between the women.
Mm-hmm.
And
as a elder's wife or a deacon's wife.
Right. So that's an issue with two, you know, women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that, because first of all, a married woman wouldn't bypass, you know, just go straight to someone else's husband. So I don't know if that's a single woman, and this is something that's going on and on
right.
and on.
Right.
So that
it's good dialogue verbally because
mm-hmm.
we live it.
Right.
So it's easy for us to know the order.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your heart.
Right.
By nature.
Right.
But if you don't visually live it or see it, you would have no idea.
Right, and I remember back in, I hate to keep bringing up, the Christian church, and I would see pastors there, you know, with the wives, and I would see instances, you know, where the women would go directly to the pastor,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and you would see the wife, like,
uh-huh,
and,
uh-huh.
you know, he would say, oh, you know, you didn't say anything,
oh,
you know, to my wife. So what that is almost like a role reversal where that wife is either functioning in the role as the head in that house
mm-hmm.
or the neck that's turning that head. Like, nobody bypasses, you know, to get to him. You can't bypass me.
Yes. When you lack a relationship with your creator, you have a ton of questions.
Right.
And you feel like you need a lot of answers.
Right.
And you're going to do whatever the hell it takes
mm-hmm.
to get your answers because answers have always come to you.
Right.
And the quick fix and the control and
mm-hmm.
the manipulation and everything that you've used to get what you want
mm-hmm.
is the same nature you come with.
Right.
So here we practice getting our own answers through conversation, fellowship, friendship, sisterhood,
mm-hmm.
our father, our prayers.
Right.
What kind of questions are we needing to have for our shepherd? If it ain't, hey, I'm fleeing out the city with gasoline drawers on and I need to know what highway to take and what apartment to get, what do we need to ask, honestly? I got this going on and I got this
mm-hmm.
emotion and I got, talk to her. We don't want to do that.
Right.
Because the flesh that you have is a veil. And the flesh that you have is a veil that I can't see your spirit. You know, Yah dwelling in you, I don't believe that. But pastor,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I believe him.
Right.
So we're called as women to a high standard that each one of you would be someone that someone would ask questions to and began to, if you want to say chain of command,
mm-hmm.
take some of that weight off.
Right.
Why can't you email us? A lot of women do. You know, why
mm-hmm.
can't you ask Mama Zsa-Zsa?
Right.
Women do. So you start to see how we function.
Mm-hmm.
You get your answers, but a woman is a... You need to get answers from a woman. Sister Adele has a strong husband.
Mm-hmm.
He tells her, we speak,
mm-hmm.
Adele and I, he tells her, ask questions to the sisters.
Yes.
You know, build relationships with the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Ask that. What, you know, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but just in her conversation I can hear his direction. But when you're just up underneath his wing,
right.
whether it's turning his neck or just asking
mm-hmm.
him everything, asking him everything,
right.
asking him everything, draining him, honestly.
Right.
You take the weighty matters that you need to him, and
mm-hmm.
then you get your own relationship going with the Father.
Right.
And I think that would help.
Right.
I think that's a good way to answer it, right?
Yes.
I mean, how
yes.
many questions do you ask Elder Rufus? He lives about a mile away from you. Do you need him 150 times a year?
No.
Why not? You don't ever have questions? I could ask you right now. Take this notebook, write down 10 questions, right? You probably come up with something, right? For Yah?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, see? It's 10. It's a little more difficult. Why? Why? Because you practice getting answers. Is that why?
Right.
Yeah?
You know, I always say a lot of my answers to my questions, especially spiritual, are answered on Shabbat, are answered doing blog talk,
mm-hmm.
are answered through sister to sister, answered through praying and reading and following up on the notes that I take,
mm-hmm.
having my mind occupy, you know,
with your study.
Right, with
mm-hmm.
the study.
Yes.
With that. If I do have questions, then it's going to be a question, you know, and I know sometimes, I know I would used to ask pastor, like a lot of biblical questions that he, because, you know, his mind is, you know, it's like up there in Shemaim. So I can't reach that far. But what
everybody want to hear from him. Wouldn't it be great? Oh,
yes.
Sit at my table.
Right, you know, just to have, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's like not some nickel and dime question.
Please.
You know, please. A waste of, you know.
Mm-hmm. But we want to be heard, and we want to be seen, and we want you to know that we're listening, but we're not applying.
Yes.
And we want to be in your face, because what you said means everything. You know?
Well, that can be really obvious once you start talking.
We have inordinate affection in every kind of way.
Yes.
We have honor, we have love for men and what they do, but not for our own, not for our women, no. Why? Because she's like me, and all the shitty thoughts you've ever had about women, you misapply and put them off on the women around you.
Mm-hmm.
And you hinder yourself from relationships.
Yes.
You hinder yourself from women being able to answer questions. Do we have answers in this ministry amongst women? Yes, few, but we still got them. You can get your answers with women. I think I just keep hitting that because of the imbalance of wanting to have this man in front of you answering your questions, wanting to have this husband that you don't got. Right?
True.
Just feeding off your rejection.
Yes.
And y'all can't be your y'all, and y'all can't be your husband, and y'all can't be your creator, and he can't answer things for you because you're going to make a way always of your own.
Right. Right. I wish you could, you know, like, elaborate on that even more about feeding off the rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, we were discussing coming, you know, when we were out and about today, like the questions that we get almost constantly, the same ones from single sisters, but it's not the, you know, I would say the young virgins that
mm-hmm.
are coming in, the young daughters of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I see with the young daughters of Zion, that they are really eager and have a thirst and a hunger for the Most High. That's who they're seeking. But, well, I'm making this term, the whole head, it's, you know, where's my husband? Why can't, you know, aren't we supposed to be covered? You know, that's what I'm saying.
And here's the sadness to that, though.
Mm-hmm.
The deception of the mind.
Right.
That believes it's valuable. It's sickening. Where's the shamefacedness? Where's the etiquette, the posture, the
mm-hmm.
way you walk, the way you speak, the relationship you have on your face, the fasting?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the behavior that's going to say, now I'm ready? I'm meaning within yourself as a woman. But to show up like a jewel?
Yes, just going around just jiggling all over the place.
Tinkling, mincing, wanting eyes.
Yeah, they jiggling.
Jiggling. Ass out, face
mm-hmm.
covered.
Yeah.
Ass out, head covered.
Yes.
So we have to understand that even your own question can shame you.
Mm-hmm.
Straight, we says you came here looking for a man and that's all he's going to get, Mother Carol.
Yeah, you just really short-changed
yourself. That was a quote. You came here looking for a man, and that's all you're going to get. I see the righteous wait
right.
and get really established good relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I see the hastiness and the rejection.
Yes.
It causes your heart to pity. It's not to beat a dead horse.
Yes.
But we're in an awful state of mind because we've been so raped and so put into,
mm-hmm.
you know, lovers of the world. Women really, really are lovers of the world. And if Paul can say that, you know, the unmarried care for the things of Yah and the married care for the things of the world.
Right.
Once you've lain
mm-hmm.
with the world, a man, you are of the world.
Right.
With no, let's say, no head or no man to love, just longing
mm-hmm.
for something that you fantasized, imagined, destroyed or whatever. There's no one like Ayah.
None.
That's going to be able to take your hurts, your whoredoms, your mistakes, your failures, and give you peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that internal peace and that internal confidence, boldness, all that is greatly lacking. We say the same things over and over, show after show, do we not?
Yes.
And I go, wow, Shepherd is just flawlessly message after message delivering with mercy.
Yes.
With great love, with revelation.
Yes.
Spirit of prophecy. And we're just talking. We're just talking. No fear. I don't know. We can't make it happen. Just because we're talking on the microphone tonight, I know. Mm-hmm. I know we're not going to, you know, be instrumental in fear. Y'all can create fear. That's it. He's the one that makes me fear the word. How about you?
Yes, he does.
He's the one that binds your flesh, makes you sit a certain way, cross your legs a certain way, not shake your ass and jiggle,
mm-hmm.
wrap your head. He is. I can't give that to the women. We know our place.
Right. You know, they're, and just to encourage women, you know, when you read through the scriptures, the Father gives examples of how He has looked after women in such special ways that were faithful, just faithful unto Him. And I always reference going back, she was referred to as a prominent woman, Shunammite woman, Elisha, the one that built a room on so he could stay him and his assistants and made sure he ate because she saw that he was a godly man.
She was married.
Exactly. She got her husband's consent. Say, why? Let's do this. But it was coming from her heart.
Yes.
You know, so whenever the man, she knew he was coming, I'm quite sure she knew, made sure the bed linen was clean, there was fresh, clean water from the washer's feet, there was hot food, wood, you know, and the fire, just everything. And one night or one day, he was pondering or probably writing, doing his study, and he got this thought, you know, this woman's been doing all of this. Certainly, truly, there's got to be something I can do for her. But see, that was Yah, you know, rewarding.
Dropping you in the spirit of a man of Yah.
You know, knowing that, you know, she wasn't forgotten. These things are not, they don't go unnoticed. The women who were always with Yeshua, even until the end, you know, who stood by him when the ones who he picked fled, who watched him get beat, tortured. They stayed there. They even waited to see where his body was going to be taken, which was not an easy thing to do because all they wanted, they even wanted to honor him in death by cleaning him up. And even the Father, he honored their faithfulness because he appeared to them first in his glorified body. The woman who prayed in the temple from the time she was married, when she was widowed at such a young age, all the way up into her 80s. All of those years, the Father honored her and allowed her to hold salvation in her arms. So he always is rewarding and remembering and writing down these acts of your faithfulness to him. They don't go unnoticed when you put him first.
Hallelujah. Good word in the chat room says void filling in context to looking for an emotion, an impulse, a man, just to fill the void. And those of us who know that Yah has filled our voids and have had that personal relationship, there's a big difference. I like your Shunammite woman. Chef, if you can find it, let's post it. Let's wrap it up. So, Sister Rosa, your family, bless y'all, your husband. I've been wanting to say a shout-out to you for a long time, since before the feast. I had y'all in my heart. Sister Constance, bless you. I admire your spirit from a distance. Tierra, bless you. We got a good thing going on. Let me read an email real quick. Shalom, family. My name is. I'm from. I want to start by giving all glory to the Most High Yah, the creator of heaven and earth, for giving me the ears to hear and the eyes to see, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. Hallelujah. I want to thank my master for having so much patience, she states her husband's name, with me, so much love for me, his kind heart, so willing to always serve and help. He's a wonderful husband and father. Thank you. I want to share my experience I had at Straightway with my husband and our children. Being at Straightway was an awesome experience. Being around all the sisters made me feel at peace. All the sisters were very helping, respectful, caring, generous, just wanted to serve. That's a good report, right?
Yes.
Every sister came to welcome me and my family, gave me a hug, and that hug was very real. Thank you, sisters. All the brothers and sisters were all in their proper roles. The women were with the women, and the men were with the men. It was great. The children were very respectful and nice, gentle, intelligent. I want to thank you, Sister Ashley, for giving me your time and your loving words. I feel like you're a mother to me. You came and sat next to me at the table. We began to talk. As we were talking, I felt your love and your patience, and I began to cry because I was even talking to you, and the other sisters became a reality, and not just from hearing you on Sister to Sister, but you wiped the tears off my face. No one's ever done that before. Thank you, Sister Ashley. Bless you. December 5th, 2020, Pastor Dow baptized me. Hallelujah. By the way, the water was freezing. LOL. Bless you and your Ashas for the loving welcome. I want to thank Sister Bobby for your love. Bless you. I want to thank Sister Jordan for your love, for being there for me, and the help with my children. Bless you. As I was walking down to the river to be baptized, I seen everyone standing down there waiting. And I was like, wait, hold on. You got it. Second King's Force really. All right. She said, I was like, wait, are they all here for me? And Sister Jordan said, yes. All the people standing by the baptism. She's like, they're here for me? Mm-hmm. That's cute. The food was delicious, very well organized, very clean. It made my heart feel at peace knowing that my children are playing with their brothers and sisters and my daughter seeing other women and young women with their heads covered because she doesn't see that in the city. As the day went by, it came to reality that we had to go back to the city. My husband and I both said we didn't want to go back to the city. This is our family. This is where we belong. The Most High Yah led us to see you guys. After we asked through prayer, hallelujah, I told my husband if I had to stay in a barn or maybe even a chicken coop that I would just need to be with our family. LOL. The experience at Straightway was an experience I never felt or seen before. I love all you guys and hope to see you guys again soon. Bless you all. Shalom. I encourage you, sisters. It's 2 Kings 4:28. Do you want to add something?
Two things. Oh, first, there was a prayer request that was put in for Brother
okay.
T. Moon and Sister Aya.
Okay. Prayer request for the household of Brother T. Moon and Sister Aya. Nuclear power plant shut down and was stated that it was serious. Not heard from Sister Aya. Aya, we say Aya.
Yes.
Oh, Father. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We'll pray there be contact soon.
Yeah.
Second Kings, go ahead. You had a second thing?
And Sister Amara had a question.
Amara, yes.
Right. She wanted to, her question was, what are some of the things that we see in the, that we still see in the Daughters of Zion that exist,
mm-hmm.
well, it's the same as what women in the world?
Right.
Well, this email, I think, was almost a good testimony that
yes.
whoever came that didn't see that. But just
what do we still see
right,
in
what
the
do
women?
We still see?
In the women.
In the women.
Yes.
Do you still see anything?
She's like, I don't know. I just want to see your sight.
Know.
Hey, I see the scars of lust. I see the scars
mm-hmm.
of sexual promiscuity.
Yes.
I see the scars of tainted conversations, improper
yes.
behavior, lust to be heard.
Yes.
I see a lot, but I see striving.
Yes.
I see those who love Yah, those who want to be holy. I see who I can trust. I see who will lay their life down for my children, my husband's family. I see who are serious and who are not. I see who are just here temporary. I see those who are leaving soon to pack your bags and head out. I see those who will stand and those who won't, those who will fall.
Respective persons.
Respective persons.
Right.
Yes, speak.
That's what a lot of people, they come to me and they say that they see.
In respective persons?
Yes. They, for example, if they didn't know you,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't have a time of day for you. Just, or if they didn't know Mother Carol, a Mother Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
Mama Nellie, a Sister Summer. She would be just like any other sister.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since they know who they are,
mm-hmm.
and just other women, you know,
mm-hmm.
and whose they are, you know, it's like they beat it right over there and always want to be up, you know, in their faces. And an older woman brought this to my attention. She felt that there was a sort of like a lack of respect
mm-hmm.
from the younger women.
Mm-hmm.
How there's like just no boundaries or no acknowledgement of age women.
Mm-hmm.
They will walk right by like, you know, as if you're a stranger. It just walk right over you, you know, like nobody.
Okay.
And in growing up, that was always a no-go. Always a no-go, no matter what you did. And even, you know, it's even a custom. And even if you read in our word that if the hoary head enters a room or whatever, that you're supposed to arise. That's just out of, you know, honor
mm-hmm.
and respect.
Mm-hmm.
With that, if they're talking, now one thing I have noticed, like adults can be talking, and children, they will come right up and just, you know,
mm-hmm.
write it. And that would have been something I got busted into, like split in the middle like a tree trunk if I had done that.
Greatly lacking discipline for your children because you're not doing it the Bible way.
Yes.
You're not applying biblical principles. You're not applying it in balance, whether you are a single woman or not. You don't love your children, period, plus nothing. You let them rule you. You are not authority over them. That is a great lack. Now, I'm a mother of three. And I'm full of mercy. I don't speak from harshness. I have my own. And I have my own process to learn as
mm-hmm.
they even grow older, whether they accept or deny their father or their creator. So I speak with mercy. But you are lacking love for your children. You spare and spare and spare
mm-hmm.
the rod. And you spare it again and you spare it again and you spare it again. So I see offended age women
mm-hmm.
because they demand honor.
Talk to us.
When you just got here. And I don't mean that I don't honor because
mm-hmm.
I seat you at a table by yourself and have servers serve you as all age women together out of abundant honor
mm-hmm.
to you. I coordinate that every feast, right?
Yes.
So I believe in double honor to you. But I see age women expecting it just because they've come to the faith and now they know they're at a place where I should be getting it and I'm not. I hope if it's an age woman that is being dishonored,
mm-hmm.
I hope she's speaking to the one who's dishonoring her and not just making an issue behind the scenes because age women are known for their mouths in America, but they're not known for what they'll teach. And that's what we lack. So you can get together and see and talk about what you see, but you won't make an impact. You know what 20 age women could do to this ministry? Or flip it upside down. Or come over and yank your G-string out of your ass and pull your skirt up and tell you your bra's showing, young lady. And you shut your mouth and you'll pinch your ear. You know what I'm saying? You want to be an age woman? Be an age woman. Step up. I'm not telling you in dishonor. I'm telling you and begging you what we need from you. So young women, you honor them regardless for fear of your own soul because it's Yah's law and we're restoring. We're coming out. So no, you don't overstep them. No, you don't overspeak them. Yes, you serve them. Yes, you acknowledge them. That goes back, good question. That goes back to etiquette.
Yes.
Very deserving for their experience, what they've lived, what they've been through. Absolutely. Never to argue. If they're wrong, well, see, this is the I almost added something else. I don't want to split my thought for a minute, okay? So in conversation, your words don't need to be said. Young woman, I'm meaning young woman. You know, you're in the presence of aged women. You may have a desire to speak or you may have something in your mind that believes you can talk over the aged woman because your experience is different, where you're from is different, whatever, you know. Depending on the setting, you have to be very discerning on whether your words are of value or whether they make you a fool. Right. So, because there is an experience. There is an experience within our age women that is to be honored, period.
Mm-hmm.
What I see and hear of is those who notice, and I'm not saying all, I just want to bring up something. Those who notice respected persons are also frustrated they haven't gotten it. I don't know if that's funny to you. You're applying it, but yes, you're noticing a respected
mm-hmm.
person because you're not receiving it. I'm not owed any respect. That's me. That's
right.
Ashley. So you might say, well, you get more than me. No,
mm-hmm.
I don't carry myself like you need to respect. Paul says you add nothing to me. Contentment is man-made. You make your own. You understand? So
right.
My contentment is not based on another person's respect for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, everybody wake up. This world is spiraling downhill fast, and if you keep your desire for respect at
mm-hmm.
a heightened level, you're going to live life offended.
Yes.
Because it doesn't look like honor is being spoon-fed to us in abundance. It's going to be something you have to emanate. As I've always said, I've seen Pastor greatly dishonored time and time and hundreds of thousands of times. I've seen Mother Carol greatly dishonored time and time and hundreds of times again. You get it? Who are you? You wanna sit up front? You wanna wear all white? You need your crown now? Mama Jaja's listening, shaking her head, but I'm dealing with a
mm-hmm.
particular yes ma'am. Let's see, let's go down here. Sirach. Speak, young man, if there is need of you, but no more than twice and only if asked. Sirach 32:7, very good. Speak concisely, say much in few words.
Yes.
Can we do that? Can we practice that, sisters, from week to week? Can you come back next show and have that internal testimony, not for anybody else, but that, hey, I didn't speak much. Be as one who knows and yet holds his tongue. And then we jump religious, can't ever talk again. We just drop off the edge of the earth. What? See, that's what we do. We just black or white. No, I'm in perfect, you know, if I cut this mic off and we're talking and we're in fellowship, we're laughing, we're doing, you know, we're speaking. But in your setting, be aware. Be aware when it's your turn, right? You practice this. Any words to add?
No.
No. All right. So I can't say that I would desire respect. It's not owed to me. If you receive it, all praise to Most High Yah. Because you, as a giver of respect, are blessed by the Father. It doesn't say anything about the receivers of it.
Right.
You receive a lot of respect, the Father's favor is upon you. No.
No.
You give it.
That's a good point. For be a giver of
first.
Respect. Yes.
First. Yes. Mother Beasley, why did she receive it? Why, really? Because of her nature. Not for a title. Wasn't even married. Nobody even knew. Who's taking care of her? Who's Brother Bain? Because he wasn't around. He didn't need to be. For once, he could bring his mother, leave her with the sisters, leave her with Mother Muncie, etc., yourself, and we would take care of her. Why did she receive honor? Because she was so humble.
Very.
She encouraged herself. She spoke to herself. She encouraged anyone who she spoke to. That's the type of nature that receives honor. Right?
Yes.
So let's do a little internal check when we're expecting anybody. Well, why ain't Pastor looking over here and he didn't come by and he didn't walk by?
No.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Just
mm-hmm.
what did you say that one time? Who was having a conversation with the Messiah and they was worried? And he said, they were asking questions. And he said, you.
With John?
Uh-huh.
The beloved disciple?
Go ahead.
Oh, would Peter ask him when he was leaving with John?
Mm-hmm.
Peter,
okay, you got Jesus. Talk it out now. You got Jesus.
All right,
leaving,
you have
walking away.
He's getting ready to.
He got one
alive.
Man with him. Dang, I ain't
he
going.
He has that beloved disciple that was always hanging on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Peter and others walking behind him,
mm-hmm.
you know, hating.
Hating.
So they just said, okay, well, what about this one?
Yeah.
He ain't going to die?
Yeah. Y'all got to read it in context.
Right, that's true. Exactly. And the Mashiach just simply said to him, you know, whether he does or not, what is that to you?
Worry about yourself.
Right. He said, worry about yourself. You know, you wondering why is he with me? Well, you try to get some business with Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So now y'all know when somebody comes to y'all with, why ain't nobody respecting me?
Mm-hmm.
We only respect, Ashley gets respected because she got a show. Ashley gets respected because she a deacon's wife. Mother Jennifer, mother, or, you know, go down the titles
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Yeah, it's true. Yes, I'm more known. Yes, I'm more known, but hey, you don't want what comes with the package.
Very true. Very true.
But please emanate honor. You know what? Honor women. I mean, just let it be in your nature that you honor women. I mean, just get men just out
mm-hmm.
your head completely. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful because as Elder Mitch has shared openly, hey, we fist bumped when we met each other. Hey, welcome to Straightway.
Right.
That was me.
Right. So I said, and you know, be like when I remember growing up, be that little girl who wanted to make friends, and I got friends when I was friendly. I whatever I had to share.
Mm-hmm.
If I brought lunch, I brought you know some extra. You want half of this?
Yeah.
I had an extra, you know,
yes.
cake.
Yeah.
You know,
bought you this, got you this,
right.
made you that, thought of you, send
right.
you this. Mm-hmm. All right, let's wrap it up. What's your social media experience like? You out there running it?
What
huh? You got profile pictures out
oh,
there?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
No, I'm just not. As far as I go, is YouTube, and that's listening to other people. But as far as what's out there?
I don't know. I'm not on it. Look, here's my experience. I love my experience on Facebook. Never made a comment. Don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even doggone find Pastor's video. Alex is having to text me saying it should be a bell in your right corner of your screen when he goes live. Well, I'm clicking the bell. And anyway,
right.
That's my experience. My experience is I created, under my husband's permission, a Facebook page called Straightway Help Meets. Just so we can listen to Lion's Den. You go to that page, and what does it say across the top? We're only here for Lion's Den. Right, Chef? She helped me out. Did I know what I was doing? No. So
Hello.
I've never, you know, I've never clicked on a friend request. How many friends I got?
Eighty-nine.
89 friends? What does that mean? People click on me?
Yeah, because your page isn't private, so.
Oh, because my page isn't private. How many friends I've ever clicked? I don't know how it works. I'm just trying to do a good. I've only clicked on five friends. Come, Chef, can you come say who they are, please? She helps me with this page, by the way. I just want to hear Lion's Den. That's it. Come on, Chef. Who are my friends or somebody that you clicked on for me?
Shepherd. Twin.
That's Sister Jasmine Teamer. Okay, that's that. This is a deacon's wife, yes?
Shepherd.
Pastor Corey.
And I think Sister Gabby, and it's one more.
Sister Gabby.
Mother Jennifer.
Mother Jennifer.
And Lion's Den.
Lion's Den. Okay. I don't need no more.
What's funny with that, you mentioned that, Sister Sue would send me the link whenever Pastor was Facebook Live.
Yes.
And I on my phone, and that's how I would get it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, other than that, so.
You couldn't find it either.
Just, well, I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I'm just
be there for a purpose, right?
Right.
Be there for,
I wanted
there for
to know
a purpose.
Hear him.
Yes.
You know,
I don't
now he's on, you know, live YouTube live. So
yeah,
that is really a blessing.
Yes. MySpace was big back in the day. MySpace. You remember that, Chef? Are you old enough? She said, yeah. I never had MySpace. I never have none of that. None of it. Promise you. If Lion's Den, if you drop off Facebook, I'm with you. If y'all stop going live, I'm with you. Cause,
what?
Huh?
Black Planet.
Oh.
What's Black Planet?
They know. Y'all know. She says y'all will know what Black Planet is. We missed it.
Was that a dating site?
A
no,
dating
site. It was right before MySpace. When MySpace came out, Black Planet was right before MySpace. Like Facebook,
MySpace. I'm sorry if y'all can't hear her. I forgot
okay.
that there's a pause.
Yes.
You know, I'm hearing
mm-hmm.
Chef. She's explaining to us we need help. We're wrapping it up. bless all. We hope that it helps you. Hey, have zeal for the word, but don't have hate in your heart to misapply it to your sisters.
Yes.
Don't do that. A lot of mistakes will come that way. Be who you need to be for each woman around you. And if she don't need you, don't be hurt. Don't take it personal. You know, everybody doesn't need you.
Yes, most definitely.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So guard your inner circle and make your own decisions, you know. This is not a program that's going to create 100 identical clones, you know. It's you making the best decisions based on your husband's direction, whether you're, you know, naturally married or not, covered or not. It's you just making the best decisions for your own soul and really gaining trust one person at a time. You don't want to come, get set up, get burned in Israel, and then flee for your offense when you set up the wrong relationships to begin with. You know, you really, really want to guard your heart. So, hallelujah. Thank you for the conversation, Mama Jaja.
Thank you.
We are one day closer to our King's return.
Hallelujah.
And I believe he is no doubt coming in our life. If we was really, really believe in that we were going to meet him, see him,
mm-hmm.
that he was going to judge us in and out, through and through, for what we said and done according to his righteous law, I think we would change. One victory at a time.
Yes, and more so, he may come for you before he returned.
Yes. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Mama Deidre says, live for Yah. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Bless you to everyone, every mother, everyone aged above me. Bless you to those who humble themselves, to even younger women to try to learn their way. You are very much still deserving of honor for your experience and what you have to offer as well. So I pray that we don't hold anyone to any higher standards than what we're able to produce. And let's make sisters, make friends.
Yes. Blessings and honor to all of the young daughters of Zion under me.
Absolutely.
Yes. Much respect.
Much respect to the virgins.
Mm-hmm.
Much respect to those just wanting to be different.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a great thing going on. And I can't tell you how many of y'all would be probably stunned that your name comes to my mind for prayer, for thought. You know, I think of y'all. I really, really do. That's the network we have. Hallelujah. Pastor Dell started a great thing. Obeyed. Ran hard. Don't want to see him go, so we pray to keep him here. Sorry.
Right.
We just do. We just do, Pastor. Not going anywhere. Thanks to the women that support him. Hallelujah. Thanks to the elders that obey him. We're out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom.